Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the Storyline book series from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. As Mother's Day approaches, we bring you a two-part interview about a woman devoted to her art, to her family, and to helping others. Judy Smoot was a daughter, a wife, a mother, and a grandmother who lived for a time in Georgia and Florida with her husband, Roy. Roy, a retired banker, shares their story in the book It All Belongs, Love, Loss, and Learning to Live Again. He joins us from Maine. Roy Smoot, it is such a pleasure to welcome you to Troy Public Radio's Storyline book series on In Focus.
Thank you so much, Carolyn, for inviting me to be a part of this. I truly appreciate it.
Roy, you're talking with us from a famous place.
I'm in Kennebunk, Maine. Some people may know of Kennebunk being a home to the Bush family compound next door in Kennebunk Port.
Roy, you have written a treasure of a book. It's called It All Belongs, Love, Loss, and Learning to Live Again. Was it hard to make that decision to write this book?
Was it hard to do it? Yes. The decision came about because I made a promise to Judy while she was still alive to have her art and her devotionals and her writing, as beautiful and sometimes raw and painful as it was, be published for people. And then our co-writer, Melinda Fulce, thought of adding some of my journaling, and that's how we put together the idea of how to live, how to love, how to die, and then how to survive.
Your story has ties to both Georgia and Florida.
Sarasota is where Judy did her 2+ year study to get her expressive arts certificate, and she incorporated her expressive arts education into her spiritual direction and other retreats and things that she would put together for people and through her nonprofit, which was focused on helping people with chronic disease and diagnosis. And speaking of Georgia, we also lived in Atlanta for about 6 months, and then we lived in Tallahassee, Florida for 2 years after that.
Judy's art is imaginative. It is colorful. She has freeform drawings. And then you have a picture of her studio. It looks like a joyful place. Was it?
It was. It was a joyful place for her. She would look out the sliding glass door window, whether it was good weather or beautiful snowy weather, and be able to see the woods behind our cottage. And I also enjoyed helping her put it together. Part of that was, where do you want this and where do you want that? And I would hold something up and she'd say, 3 inches to the left, 2 inches to the right. But it was a joyful place for both of us.
Let's talk a little bit more about Judy. You were together for 4 decades. What was she like?
Oh, how much time do you have, Carolyn? She had a huge heart for people that were dealing with difficult times in their life. She also had a subtle, wicked sense of humor. She was very passionate about things that she cared about, which sounds like an obvious statement. But when she started doing her art and it came back to her from her high school days, she took a lot of courses to refine her art. And everything in the book is produced by her. And then there were times that she would get very frustrated with things that weren't going the way they should relative to people who were hurting or injustices. And she loved her quiet time in her studio, on walks.
She stated in this book that the impulse to create is, quote, woven into each of us. Expressing in some way the gift of creativity is the key to healing. She had her own healing ministry with other people.
Yes. She deeply believed in the component of creativity in every person. She used to tell the story that you put a bunch of 5-year-olds in a room and ask them, how many of you think you can draw? And everybody throws their hands up. You put a couple of or a few 20, 30, 40-year-olds in a room and ask them how many of you can draw or you are artists, and maybe one or two would put their hands up. She would say, we lose something as we grow older about that adventure of being an artist. Creativity was a huge part of her heart and her soul.
Judy described art as drawing, painting, writing, composing, music, and even cooking, sewing, gardening. She said even raising kids can be an art. She went on to say that journaling brings out your awareness, so let the words flow freely. Now, did you journal as well?
Yes, I did, and I'll be one of those people that will say that I'm not a visual artist. My ability, if you want to call it that, is journaling. I journaled before she was diagnosed with different things. I wrote short stories and poems, but for the 2 years after Judy died, literally every day I would journal, and I was journaling in national parks and my favorite pub or restaurant or on our porch. There were things that would come out about what I was going through and what Judy and I had that if you had asked me to sit down and write about that topic, I'm not sure I could have done it. But when I started, it flowed from a place deep within me.
Did it help you through the arc of the love you had for Judy in life and then afterwards in death?
Without a doubt. The journaling that I did was a form of self-therapy. I was also blessed with some people, very, very close friends, who I would share my journaling with. And they could see a transition from the early journals where I was writing as though I was in a pit. And then they could see the transition to hope and softening of the grief. It was a monumental healing tool for me.
On page 51, Judy ponders. She said, I wonder, I desire to live more fully in the light, leaving the darkness behind. She considered challenges teaching. She went on to say that sometimes I feel quite overwhelmed with the physical fragility of we humans. As soon as we're born, we are dying. How to live joyfully within that truth. Do you think, Roy, that she had any kind of premonition that her life would be cut short?
You chose a section that is very special. The answer is yes. There were times the last couple years before she was diagnosed that she would look at me and say, you know, sometimes I just think I'm not too long for this world. That would strike me as though a cold chill was just thrown into my heart. And I would say, no, of course not. You're going to outlive me because I've had some health issues since I was about 46. When she would say that a few times, there was something inside her that knew or was whispering to her heart, to her soul. But I did not want to hear those words.
Roy, before we leave this first session of our two-part interview, I want you to read page 233 because this is a poem you wrote about landscape changes. And you made a pilgrimage to Scotland, to an abbey.
That pilgrimage was something that was very important to me and someplace that Judy wanted to go, but we were not able to make that happen. I'll go ahead and read that now. Landscape changes so much as you travel through it. Life changes so much as you travel through it. The true land doesn't change. Mankind adds to and subtracts from it. God doesn't change. Mankind adds to and subtracts from views of God. True, cherished love is beyond forever. Grief, deep, true grief, lives with love. Souls do not change. Divine souls, bodies change, strengthen, grow, tire, fade. Land, God, love, souls, holy constants. Land, God, love, souls, eternal gifts.
Roy, too often people want to just shut away grief or say, get over it. Tomorrow, can we talk about how you went forward following her death?
Yes, I look forward to speaking with you again, Carolyn.
Joining us by Skype was Roy Smoot. The book he wrote with his late wife, Judy, and collaborator Melinda Faltz is It All Belongs, Love, Loss, and Learning to Live Again. More information can be found at the website itallbelongsbook.com. Tomorrow we'll bring you part two of Roy's interview. Thanks for joining us today for the Storyline book series from In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.